Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Greetings, my fellow suffering beings. It's Friday. It's time for a bonus. Today, we're bringing on fan favorite meditation teacher, Joseph Goldstein, great friend of mine and somebody who I've worked with as a meditation teacher for many years. And today, we're talking about something all of us struggle with, whether we admit it or not, difficult emotions. As Joseph is going to teach us in this meditation, though, difficult emotions do not have to lead all the way to suffering. How does that work? Well, I'm going to shut up and let Joseph explain that. Before we do that, I just do want to say one thing. If you're a regular listener to this show, you may have noticed that we have a lot going on over on the 10% Happier app this fall, from meditation challenges to a brand new podcast, which is available only inside the app. It's called 20% Happier. There has never been a better time to join our community of meditators over on the app. To make sure you have a chance to try it out for yourself, we're offering 10% Happier subscriptions at a 40% discount until December 1st. We don't do discounts all the time of this size. And of course, nothing is permanent, as Joseph would say. So get this deal before it ends by going to 10%.com/40. That's 10%, one word, all spelled out, .com/40 for 40% off your subscription. And of course, one of our featured teachers on the app is Joseph Goldstein. And now let me hush up and hand it over to Joseph.
Hello, this is Joseph. Good to be with you. This meditation is helpful for being with difficult or strong emotions. And one way of doing this is practicing seeing the difference between recognition and mindfulness. As we begin the practice, settle into the awareness of your body posture. Sit and know you're sitting. Become aware of the body breathing. Breathing in, know you're breathing in. Breathing out, know you're breathing out. If it's helpful, you can make a soft mental note of in and out with each breath. Become aware of predominant bodily sensations. Noticing or noting the particular sensation, and also whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. At times, you might become aware of disturbing emotions. When these mind states arise, open to the feeling of them. Make a note of what the emotion is. And at this point, it's helpful to check the attitude in the mind in relationship to that emotion. Because it is possible to recognize what's arising, but still be resistant to it, noting it, but wanting it to go away. Using the phrase, "it's okay," is a way of balancing the recognition with a genuine acceptance of what is there. It's okay. It's okay to feel this. Staying connected with the body, with the feeling of the body sitting, connecting with the natural rhythm of the breath. Aware of predominant sensations that may arise in the body. And then once again, if you notice a difficult or challenging emotion, use the phrase, "It's okay." As a reminder, it's okay to feel this. Let me be with it. We often experience challenging emotions in our lives, but not necessarily noticing that we're in conflict with them. "It's okay" can be a magic phrase for settling the mind into an acceptance of whatever the emotion might be. And this acceptance becomes the foundation then for appropriate response. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and reconnect with the world around you. It's been great being with you today. I look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you, Joseph. And we'll see you all back here on Monday for a brand new episode. We're talking to an academic by the name of Paul Bloom about the right kind of suffering, the good kind of suffering. See you all on Monday for that. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimon Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.